Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Ari Goretzky. Hi, Ari. Thanks for being here.
Always a pleasure.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about a botnet that ESET found and has been discussing, which is the Win32 JIRABot botnet, which is an information-stealing Trojan and botnet. Can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Well, Matt, I can tell you a lot about it. This is one of the most interesting things to me, and I think to our listeners, that's popped up in quite some time. What ESET researchers found was a information-stealing bot that seemed to be targeting citizens of the country of Georgia, not the American state, but the
right.
country in the Southwest Asia. And while bots go around and target people all the time for various reasons, financial crime, collecting data, all sorts of things, it's pretty rare to see one with such a specific set of things that it was looking for. And also what makes this very interesting is that the command and control server, the computer which monitors and gives commands to the botnet, was hosted on a Georgian government website. Now, that's not to say that the Georgian government is behind the botnet. It could very well be that someone compromised that website, a malicious hacker, and just chose to use that as the server to run the botnet from.
Right.
But the nature of the information being gathered, plus where that server was hosted, certainly raised some eyebrows for us.
So I guess what does this mean then for, is it really the residents of Georgia then that need to be concerned, or businesses?
I think that it's both, actually, not just the citizens of Georgia and the businesses there, but also people who do business in that country or have relationships with the government. While most of the infected computers that had the bot on them were in Georgia, the second most popular distribution was the United States, followed by Germany, Russia, and Canada. So your top five countries there, Georgia, the U.S., Germany, Russia, and Canada, you know, pretty much it's a large chunk of the world trade. And then when you look at some of the words that the JIRABot was looking for on people's computers, documents containing those words, that makes it even more interesting. For example, they were looking for words, documents containing the words service, secret, topped, agent, contact, army, major, colonel, FBI, CIA. Those are not the typical things that you look for when you're trying to break into someone's bank account.
So are there any thoughts on what maybe the end goal is here?
Well, it could be that someone was looking for information that might be of use in blackmail or in contract rigging, doing some fraud with contracts. I don't want to rule anything out. It does not necessarily have to have been an intelligence gathering operation, although at first glance, just looking at those words that were being looked for, it's kind of hard not to draw that conclusion. What's puzzling, though, about that is, despite these activities, the technology involved in the bot itself and the CNC servers was actually not bleeding edge. This is not another Stuxnet and not another config or very intricately written piece of malware. This is more garden variety type malware. It's just the usage of it that is so interesting.
And I guess what was the estimate at this point for how many machines or percentage of machines that were infected?
Well, 100% of the machines that were detected on were infected. I don't know if I have numbers that I can share at this point.
Obviously, the majority of these machines were in the country of Georgia. What percentage was that exactly?
Actually, it was just a hair over 70%. The initial version of the bot was performed a date check, so it actually would only run in countries that were in the same time zone as Georgia.
Interesting.
That was, you know, it certainly limits your target audience to just that strip of the international time zone map. Later, though, that was removed, and currently what we're still seeing about 70% of the bot activity in Georgia, but surprisingly, the next highest amount is the United States with about 5%, followed by Germany with 4%, a little under 4%, Russia with about 3.5%, and then Canada and the Ukraine tying with about 1.5%. And then the remainder, about 15%, was rest of world. I don't know if that ties into the distribution of expat Georgians or not. I have not had a chance to investigate that, or if it may otherwise indicate that there's greater business or economic ties to those countries yet.
So I guess anything else, Ari, that's worth adding to this discussion?
Well, there's a number of interesting things that the bot was doing. While I mentioned it was not particularly sophisticated as things go, it was performing a lot of interesting activities, some of which was it would send files from the computer running the bot to the server. It would steal the digital certificates that were on the computers and send them up to the CNC server. And in addition to that, it would actually grab the remote desktop configuration files, the files used to connect to another computer remotely under Windows, and would send those to whoever was running the bot. That would allow, at least in theory, the operator of the bot to go and break into further computers. We don't know if that's occurred yet because we don't know if any of these were actually stolen. We did not find evidence of any files on the command and control servers. Those files were all removed.
You know, the one thing that I was interested to know before I let you go is just for the residents, you know, of Georgia, you know, how should they protect themselves from this?
That's a good question. This is not a particularly sophisticated bot, and ESET and other anti-malware vendors have already added detection for it. So this is one of the cases where while you will take standard protections against running software from untrusted sources, it does show the importance of running anti-malware software on your computer to protect against these types of threats.
Well, Ari, as always, thanks so much for taking time to tell us a little bit more about this. And if you have any questions for Ari or another member of the research team, feel free to email them at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.